Welcome to the Treasure Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. Relic hunters are a different breed. Consider a moment the other forms of treasure hunting. Coin shooting, cash hunting, beach hunting, gold hunting, deep water hunting, and actual buried treasure hunting. In all of these, the main goal is to find valuables. That may mean coins and cash, or jewelry, or silver and gold, diamonds and emeralds, anything with a hard cold cash value. But relic hunting is different. Sure, many relics are worth a lot of money, but for a lot of relic hunters, they're searching for history more so than for a cash reward. Finding an old horseshoe, or a square nail, or an obsolete kitchen utensil, or a 1932 license plate is a direct connection with the past that can be more satisfying than finding a dollar's worth of new coins in the tot lots. You'll find relics that you simply can't identify. The treasure magazines have regular columns with pictures of mysterious relics from a bygone age that people just can't figure out. Relics can help make the history books more accurate by showing what happened where. For example, the Custer's Last Stand battlefield, Little Bighorn, was carefully studied and mapped with the help of metal detectors. And from this study, historians learned that near the end of the battle, the Indians were shooting the cavalry soldiers with guns they had picked up from other dead soldiers. And that brings us to another unique thing about relic hunting. The most popular branch of the hobby involves fighting. Wars, battles, skirmishes. Relic hunters do intensive research to find new places where long ago people tried to kill each other. Here in the United States, the largest group of serious relic hunters is in the South, where the Civil War was fought. Besides the well-known major battlefields, which are, by the way, off-limits to treasure hunters, there are thousands of farmers' fields and town greens and forgotten crossroads and desolate backwoods areas where North met South and shot at each other. The Civil War was, of course, the biggest conflict that ever took place in the 48 states. There were several other wars that left relics galore on American soil: the French and Indian Wars, the Revolution, the War of 1812, the Creek Indian War, the Texas War for Independence, and the numerous battles out west between cavalry and Indians like Custer's Last Stand. And don't forget the race riots, not just black versus white, but Irish and German and Catholic riots, and the Bleeding Kansas battles before the Civil War. All of these have left their marks and their relics in most of the states in the U.S. And by the way, did you know that the Japanese dropped bombs on Oregon during World War II? So no matter where you live, you probably aren't too far away from the relics of battle. And as those battles were dangerous for the original participants, they can be just as dangerous for you, the relic hunter. Because one of the more common military finds is live ammunition. A cartridge 2 centuries old can still explode when you hit it with your digging tool. Lost guns are usually still loaded. So first and foremost, when digging battlefield relics, do your digging slow and easy. It's horribly embarrassing to be killed today by a soldier who died in the Civil War. If you want to specialize in relic hunting, here are a few tips. First, you need the largest coil made for your detector. Many relics are a lot heavier than the coins you're used to finding, and they may have sunk deeper than you're used to. Hunt in all-metal mode. Don't discriminate out anything. Many of the relics you're seeking are made of iron. Dig it all. Yes, you'll find a lot of trash too, but remember, one man's trash. Slow down. That's always good advice, but it's especially important in relic hunting. Always double-check your holes. Water flow, flooding, freezing, and thawing over the years can move objects, and several of them may be dumped in the same spot by Mother Nature. You will often find numerous relics in a very small area. A final point about relics: when you hunt for relics, you're likely to be far from civilization. You hunt for coins and jewelry in town or at the busy beach, but your hunt for relics may take you out into the isolated woods or a distant cornfield. And in these situations, survival skills may become more important than you realize. It's a good idea to carry a first aid kit and a copy of the Boy Scout Handbook in your car, just in case you need to bandage a wound or, say, start a fire. Be prepared isn't just for the Boy Scouts, you know. Thanks for listening. And please check out my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, at treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.